Thick and Tired with Corinne and Cass.
Welcome back, everybody.
Summer edition.
Summer edition.
AKA happy fall, y'all.
Yeah, really.
I'm about to go outside and carve a pumpkin.
I feel like we live in Seattle. Wait, what is going on with my hair?
I will say that your hair is, like, not hairy.
Okay, right, so let me explain why my hair's not
hairy. No, it's fine, but, like, your hair's usually, like, wow, yeah, like, did that bitch just get a blowout?
Well, I did blow it out, but this weather...
Yeah, the weather's
all the weather's not good for my hair. It makes me frizz, and I'm going tomorrow to get my hair cut. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to wash my hair today, because I'm going to get washed tomorrow. So I was like, I'm just going to leave it, and now this weather is killing my hair. So.
This weather is the best for curly hair. My hair's never looked better. I put it all up in a bun right now because Scarlett was just on one this morning. I couldn't deal with it.
I'm not feeling my best self.
Stop.
I don't know. You're like, I feel so beautiful today.
Well, I don't know. There's something about this lighting and my face looks dewy.
Your face does look dewy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I could see the dew from here and I don't have my glasses on.
Don't make me laugh. I did my ab workout.
Oh, so now you're hurting?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I train 3 days a week in the mornings.
Yeah.
Monday 6, Tuesday 6:45, Thursday 6:45.
God damn.
Yeah, but like...
Do you know what I'm doing at 6:45 in the morning?
Because I'm gaining muscle. So my endocrinologist is like, you have to put duct tape on your mouth and not eat.
Oh my God.
Love my endocrinologist, Dr. Yu. I'm obsessed with her. She could talk to me like that because I could take it. Okay,
because you love her?
I literally was like, okay, Nami. Like, that's her first name.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's real realistic.
Wow.
But she's like, that's rough. But you look different though, because I am, because I'm gaining muscle. But
that's so rough though.
It is rough. I told like my mom. I was like, what? I'm like, no, it's just her.
Yeah, that's, I get it.
You know, everyone's gonna come for me. Like how dare her? Like, no, like, it's, listen, I'm a millennial.
I don't
hurt my feelings, okay? Like, it was hilarious. I was crying laughing. Like, I was in pain laughing. Because it's all about your diet.
It really is.
No, 100%.
Yeah. I'm down 14.
You look amazing.
Thanks.
Except for your hair. No, just kidding.
Except for my hair. This is like true. It's truly disgusting.
Are you coloring it?
What?
You gonna get it colored?
On Monday, I go to Tabitha.
I feel like you go every freaking day.
There's a lot of upkeep to make this work. By the way,
I was about to say you're like in an appointment every day.
Yeah,
that's exhausting.
But you know what though? Okay, so my appointments aren't that long. Like yesterday was lashes. That's like 45 minutes.
That's long.
Yeah, but I love her.
Are you sitting
like I literally love her. I'm laying down. And when I first went to go get lashes, if you're not like, have you ever gotten your lashes done?
No, I don't need my lashes done.
Not even like a lash lift?
Nope, don't need it.
Could you imagine what your lashes would be like with a lash lift?
I don't need it. It's going to look just like this.
No, there would be like, it would almost look like you had fake lashes on. Because they like make them all like, it's like giving your lashes a perm.
I don't want to lay on my back for 45 minutes.
Unless, a lot of people sleep, she says.
No, my back hurts.
Sam fell asleep getting her brows done. So I actually, Sam went the other day to get her brows done. I texted Natasha. I was like, if she falls asleep on you while she's getting her brows done, feel free to slap her. Yeah.
What did she get to her brows?
I think she just got them waxed this time, but she's gotten them laminated and waxed.
I do powder brows, and I go to my girl Jackie, and I have to go every whatever for touch-ups.
Yeah, what is that?
It's basically a tattoo, but I am...
Does it hurt?
Yeah, it hurts pretty bad. Yeah.
Okay, so someone asked me yesterday, I have a confession to make. I broke the cardinal rule in the nail salon yesterday.
You fucking spoke?
A lot.
You're...
No, disgusting. not on purpose.
Okay.
So, okay, I had a nail appointment at 12:30 yesterday after my lash appointment. Me and Sid were going. We were all supposed to go, but then Gianna got sick. Okay. I walk in and there was somebody that I knew already in the chair.
If I was sitting next to you guys, I would have walked
okay,
out.
There was only one other woman in there and she had her AirPods in the whole entire time.
She didn't want to hear
and
you.
The woman kept asking me questions. She's an older woman, very, very sweet. Like, I love her. just a really sweet woman. But it was like, I was like, oh Christ. All I kept thinking about was the podcast and how we were like, don't talk.
Did you not want her to talk to you when you just felt bad?
Well, I wasn't going to say to her, we're in the nail salon, we can't talk. Like, that's weird because literally there was nobody else in there except for me and Sid. And this one woman who had her AirPods in.
What was she asking you?
Just, like, stuff, like, she's in Sayville, too. So, like, we were just talking about, like, Sayville stuff. You know, like, events, things like that. Like, oh, where do your kids go to, they go to, what school they go to? Oh, my daughter graduated here, my daughter's getting married, like, stuff like that. Just, like chit-chat.
Her daughter's getting married?
Yes.
Where's she getting married?
She doesn't know yet. She's actually coming home to, I guess, like, plan that, so, because she lives, I think, in North Carolina. Anyway, yeah, so I was, like, I left there, and I literally looked at Sid and was, like...
Did you want to like stop speaking to her? Or were you, like,
A couple times, yeah. I turned to Sid and was like, so how? Because when you're with someone right next to you, like she was like two chairs down. So when you're with, like, when I'm with Sid, I can kind of like glance over and just do like a, you know, like, do you love your color? Like, oh, you know, like you can talk lowly without being loud.
Yes, I get it.
And it was hard because I couldn't do that with her because she was
Because this bitch wanted to have a full on conversation.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, God. Like, I'm like, I'm going straight to hell.
Don't even look at me. Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Don't make eye contact with me.
Yeah.
You could tell me you like my bag. You like my hair. Thank you. But after that, fuck off.
It was.
Let me get my 40 minutes.
I just felt bad. Like I said, I just felt bad because I was like, oh, you know, like, and I'm a nice person. So I wasn't going to be like, bitch, I can't talk to you. I am a nice person. People will say.
In lieu of summer.
Yeah.
AKA second fall.
Second. Like Seattle over here.
What's one vacation that you would never go on again and why? And I think I know yours.
I bet you don't.
A cruise.
Wrong.
Because remember when you came back that day, you were like nauseous.
Yes.
And you're like, I have the spins and I have to go home.
But yes, but that's not my worst vacation ever.
What was it?
So years back, we went and took with family and we took a RV. It was like glamping. The RV was fine. But we went to Lake George and we stayed in like the RV park
on the dirt.
It was, I'm not a camper. Let's just put it that way. I was like, my hair smelled like fire smoke. Cause you know, all the,
yeah,
but the kids, I don't know how those kids didn't come home with like malaria. They had, I shit you not, between the two of them, almost 300 mosquito bites. It was, they both came home with, like, pneumonia. Like, I was like, these kids are sick. Like, sick. Like, fevers. I'm like, I'm never doing this again. Do not ever ask me to go in the middle of the...
Yes.
Well, what's fun about that? Like, I just need to know.
No, I don't...
Where's the fun?
Camping.
You like camping?
I'd rather stick my tits in a blender. Again. Got a lot of blender.
She's got...
I'd rather
a lot of blended tits going around
in a blender than go camping.
It's terrible. You have to literally pack your life.
I don't know what it is, man. No, I just... Listen. I went camping with my... Because we had, like, VHS videos of it.
Yeah.
We went camping and, like, slept in a tent. And you see this scar right here? People think it's, like, part of my frown lines. Like, right? See this right here?
Like, barely.
Okay. Continue. Great. You can't see this giant...
Well, stop smiling. Let me say. Oh, okay. A little bit. But, like...
That's from a fishing hook. Did we have it all on video? My brother...
Did your brother try to catch you?
Yes.
Oh my God.
When you were young children, fishing hook. I'm going to go catch a Cassidy. Boom. Permanent scar right here.
Oh my God.
You can see it. People are like, oh, but you can't tell because it kind of looks like one of your
nipples. It's like in your, exactly. It's like in your line.
You did a great job, but I will never go camping in.
Talk about a hole in one.
I remember the smell. I remember the smell of the morning dew and the dirt and the wet and the sounds, and I just don't understand people who enjoy it.
Do you know what I love? Like sound, like I love the birds. I love it.
Yeah,
I want to hear them in quiet.
$1 million villa, drinking a lemon water and eating banana chips. Not in the wilderness.
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
we went
camping the year before in Delaware in RVs, which actually was a shittier RV. It was basically a Campbell's soup can on wheels.
Oh.
I mean, who doesn't love a good Campbell's soup? And I remember coming out of the camper, like, in the morning and, like, opening the door and, like, looking at this beautiful, like, mountainous view in Delaware. I don't know what the hell I was looking at. But it was absolutely gorgeous. And I was like, wow, this is peaceful. I did not want to be in that RV, though. Like, just give me a hotel room, like, with a balcony where I can look out and I'm perfectly,
so
that's perfect.
So I can look out in my hotel robe.
Yeah, or like a cabin. I'll take a cabin.
Yeah, I'll do a cabin.
I mean, if I have to do that, then give me a cabin. I don't want to be in...
No, I don't want to be
in... Like, how are people going in tents?
They're like, my friends sometimes, oh, we're going to have like a sleeping party in the backyard with a tent. I'm like, really?
I'm going to be home. I'll come back in the morning.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I'll be inside. I'll see you guys.
See you guys in the morning. The kids never did that. They never slept in tents in the backyard for fun.
I mean, come on.
We didn't do that as kids. I don't remember ever doing that.
Outdoors isn't fun. I hate the outdoors.
I mean, there's bugs.
And let me tell you something.
I don't like bugs.
About the other day? Summer. Summer, we have been conditioned our entire lives to love summer.
Yeah.
Because we consider that, like, you're in school, you're in school, K through 12, and the only time
it's like you're vacay.
Summer. It's like your vacay, so we're conditioned to love it. The season is terrible. The season is not great.
It's hot.
You're hot. You can't wear your makeup. Your hair's not looking great. You're sweating. You have to blast the air conditioner.
Yeah.
You get sunburn. You get fucking West Nile virus.
We're dewy not because of our makeup routine. We're dewy because we're sweating.
We're dewy because we're sweating our tits off. But it's like, when you think about it, it really isn't the best.
It's not the best season. It's not the best season.
No. And I feel like we don't even have a fall anymore.
I loved the fall.
Oh,
that was literally
fall.
My favorite
when
season.
When we were growing up,
I just
like
loved
the
clothes. Yeah, I just
you
loved
a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah,
a sweater,
it.
Sweatshirt, jeans, boots. Like,
you
that was
you
like.
You smell like the crisp air.
Yeah.
Not.
Taking a my
manure.
Favorite thing in the entire world is, this is going to sound so, taking the long way home and just looking at all the colors of the trees.
Beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Down Montauk Highway.
Yeah, down Montauk Highway. Taking the long way home, my 8-minute drive.
Summer, but like honestly, summer vacation, summer like summer for adults, summer for kids, two completely different things.
Well, and also
it's
too,
not,
we're working.
Yeah, you're.
Yes.
Once you graduate, kids, you will be working, and your summer's going to not be that great.
Yeah, no. So I'm not like I don't want to say I struggle to get dressed in the summer because I have like a lot of summer like little dresses.
Yeah.
Like that's my go-to in the summer. I don't want to feel like
a dress.
I'm wearing clothes.
Yes.
I'm always wearing like little
or like
maxi
a
skirts.
Pants, like the loose pants.
Oh, yeah. Like something like very light and airy. Mm-hmm. But like honestly, my go-to is like just a maxi skirt or a dress and a tank top.
Done.
It's hot. And I don't want anything sticking to me. It's gross.
No, and then you wear shorts and they go up your fucking badge.
I'm not wearing shorts underneath my skirt. We've talked about this.
No, if you wear shorts and not a skirt.
Oh, I hate shorts.
Where's my fucking coffee?
Just in general. Do you wear shorts?
No.
No, I never
wear
shorts.
In the summertime? No, because I wear a dress. I can't.
I don't like shorts.
No, I don't like them either.
I'm not a fan. Like, I'd rather wear a dress.
I just feel like it's not really cute with stuff. Like, right? Like, you can't.
And I'm still hot.
Still hot. Like a denim short, no thank you.
Pass.
No, thank
Hard
you.
Pass.
No thank you.
Yeah, no, that's terrible.
Jeans in the summer, no.
That's gross.
And then like, bicycle shorts, okay, but that's like wearing leggings, just shorter. Like, no. A dress.
100%.
Fuck the summer. Fuck camping. Fuck your outdoors.
So tell us how you really feel. Do you have any, like, summer icks, though?
Yeah, the whole season.
Just the whole season
everything,
is your ick?
Bugs.
There's no...
Mosquitoes. Love the beach. I like going to the beach and laying there drinking a spicy margarita, but sand in my toes, sand in my ass, sand on my hands. Sand in my car! When I get in the car and the sand stays in my car!
Do you want to know what my summer ick is?
What?
Splish Splash. Splish Splash is disgusting. I hate Splish Splash.
I am so glad that you brought this up.
This is so gross. I hate water parks. They're so disgusting. But especially Splish Splash for some reason. Although when I was younger, I did not like Sesame Place, the water park of it.
There,
part of it. Part.
Will not,
park, can't
let
speak.
Me tell you something. So funny because we were watching TV and a commercial for Splish Splash came on. It's like, can I go there? And Rob's like, yeah, of course. I'm like, oh,
you're like,
is?
It's closed.
I'm like, she is? I'm like, because I'm not going to that lazy river. Ugh. Would you like to, that's like, do you want me to go jump in a toilet bowl? Do you want me to go jump in the toilet bowl?
You might as
you
well.
See some of these people walking around.
Your toilet bowl is probably cleaner than 100%. That lazy river, for sure.
I'd rather drink from my toilet bowl than go to Splish Splash.
Let me give you a glass.
Do you see the people that walk around there with their crusty feet?
It's just the whole,
fungus?
I don't like, this
no.
is going to sound so strange.
Listen.
I don't like a lot of wet people around me. It's really gross.
I get it.
It's like, because it's like you're running around.
No.
You're just dripping. It's just disgusting. It is literally, I can literally throw up right now.
No.
Like, I want to gag.
If you're at a party with friends and there's like 12, that's fine. But you're in public and there's people.
Yeah, but I'm not on top of you
no.
when we're at a party with 12 of my friends.
No.
Even if I have a backyard party with my family and the kids are in the pool. Even sometimes still, I'm like, oh, you're wet. Okay. Like, I'm like, go. When the kids walk up on the porch, I'm like, go out and dry yourself off before you come up here.
I hate it. Well, say, like, Scarlett. That's so funny that you said that because I gave Scarlett a shower this morning. And she got soap in her eyes. So she opened up the shower door to grab a towel. And there was wet on the floor. And I'm like, get back in the shower now. And I had to, like, wipe the towel. You're right. I hate wet things.
It's disgusting.
And then, like, the splish splash.
So gross.
No.
It's so disgusting.
Never.
I remember the first time I went to Splish Splash.
I have a good one.
Do you really?
A good summer ick.
Okay, tell me. What are you doing? Meditating it?
Public bathrooms.
Gross. And the people that walk in there with no shoes on. That's disgusting. You're trash. Put your goddamn flip-flops on. But people do that at Splish Splash.
I can't. I don't understand. I rather dig a hole in the sand and shit in the sand then walk into the
in front of everybody
Jones Beach theater bathroom that me and Rob were just there at the Dave Matthews concert. I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom.
I would die.
And it was a day that I worked out in the morning. We did legs and I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna squat and my ass will not even touch that. Like, and I couldn't because my legs hurt and I gave out. And it is, and then and it's hot and they have those big giant fans blowing the piss smell on you.
It's disgusting.
It's like a human litter box.
Yeah. So, I have another confession.
Tits are going in the blender there. Tits are getting blended this summer, everyone.
I have severe anxiety about bathrooms. Like, having to go while I'm out and the bathroom is disgusting. Yeah. And me not being able to, like, do whatever I have to do.
I think we talked about this one time.
Like, I don't know, but
if it doesn't give me good juju, I'm not going in there.
Yeah, but that's where my anxiety comes into. Like, it won't, and then I can't, and now I'm stuck. Like, when I go to something with, like, a big amount of people, I'm assessing where the bathroom is. Right. I'm like, do they have a bathroom? What is the bathroom disgusting? Like, what's going to happen here? Like, what if I have to pee?
And
God forbid I have to do something else. Because I had coffee.
Because you had your Starbucks at 8 a.m.
Because I had my decaf at 8 a.m.
I'm just like, because people are disgusting.
People are gross.
During COVID, they had to teach people how to wash their hands because I guess people weren't washing.
Isn't that weird? I always thought that was wild. I was like, who doesn't know how to wash their hands?
We learned that on Sesame Street.
And what are you teaching your children?
What are you teaching your freaking children?
Kids are yucky.
No, you're right. Some are.
Some are yucky. Disgusting. Yeah. But the problem is it's not the kids' fault. It's the parents' fault.
100%. Like, Scarlett will always be walking around looking cute and clean. Always.
She's adorable. She always looks clean, Scarlett. Like, you know, I don't think I've ever seen that kid dirty.
But then you got, like, some kids that walk around with, like, crust and, like, green snot. Shit in the hair.
No.
All right, we're not going to shit on kids. Let's just shit on their parents. You're all trash. Have a great day. Yep. Public bathrooms can't take it. I think it's disgusting. Bugs, too. Bugs are terrible.
They're terrible.
They carry disease.
Well, I mean, ticks do.
And mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes, yeah. Well, because the kids almost got malaria in Lake George.
Yeah. You don't know what's going on in that. Well, also, people that swim in lakes, what are you doing?
I have to ask you a question. Okay. So, because this kind of goes to the bathroom thing. So, you, summer weddings, right? Yep. They're upon us.
Yeah.
You have an outdoor wedding, by the way. I'm not a fan.
Okay.
I'm not a fan. It's hot. Again, we're going into this whole big thing. It is hot outside. Do people, like, what do they, bring, like, porta potties in? Like,
so funny that you say that because I have a wedding Saturday at the Conic River Herb Farm.
It's an herb.
Herb farm.
All my herbs are dead over there.
And they have portable, like, restroom trailers that they bring in. And they're actually really nice.
Better than a regular public
restroom. Better than the Jones Beach Field, whatever the fuck it is, bathroom.
Yeah, I bet. Jones Beach Field needs to do better.
You know what? Make a human litter box. I'd rather that's outside.
Yeah.
So people could pop a squat. But yeah, they bring in like these really, and they have like a bathroom attendant. Like, yeah. It doesn't, when you're in there, you don't even feel like you're in a trailer. You know
so
what I mean?
That's crazy. But like, okay. So like, all right. So they're bringing the trailer. Yeah, I know they're probably pricey. I can imagine. We've done porta potties for like if we have like large parties at the house, mm-hmm. and then that way the guys can go in the porta potty and only the women are using the inside, because it gets a little dicey when everyone's using the bathroom all day long and you have like 100 people.
Right.
Question though.
Oh.
So with these outdoor weddings, like, don't, I mean, like, people ever come to you and like, it's so freaking hot out in the summer? Like, do people question or regret, like?
So I'll be honest, I don't really do a lot of. I don't really take on the off-site.
She's like, I'm not taking on the outdoor ones.
I don't really take on the outdoor world because I've been doing it for so long. I can pick and choose what I'm doing now. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, 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 yeah. So you don't take those on. That's smart.
Yeah, but
I don't think I would either, to be honest.
I remember I was a guest to a wedding a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it was outdoors, and I was just like, this kind of fucking sucks. Like,
I'm the whole thing was outside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was one of those, like, which is fine, like, the portable restrooms, but, like, you just want a break, man, from the heat.
From the heat. Because you're dancing, and you're getting sweaty.
You're dancing, you're drinking, yeah. you're getting dehydrated. Like, yeah. It's just...
I just don't know about the outdoor, like, daytime weddings. Like, I question that. I can understand a nighttime one, maybe. Like, you're under the stars, sure. you have those little lights.
I guess
it's a little bit cooler, but it's still hot.
I guess so, but you also have to, like...
I feel like it to be super...
As people don't want to hear it, like, you gotta, like, take care of your... I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like you need to be super strategic about the yes. timing yes. and the month that you're doing it in. Like, could you imagine having, like, a wedding outside in Florida in, like, the end of July?
I feel like that's all they do down there because it's Florida and people are crazy.
See, I feel like everywhere I go in Florida, because, like, half my family used to live there, was, like, air-conditioned at, like, 25 degrees inside.
Well, yeah.
And everyone was always inside.
Really?
But I never went... Yeah, I don't remember going to any weddings in Florida.
Like, don't fuck with the heat, you know? They're like,
no. Yeah, they're like, it's hot.
Yeah.
We live in Florida. We know it's hot. We're turning up the air conditioner.
It's like, oh, let's go outside and have, like, play cornhole. No, go to hell.
play cornhole.
Go to fucking hell. You know what I mean?
I like cornhole.
That's my summer ick, too. Like, I'm not playing, I don't want to play cornhole with you.
You don't want to play horseshoes?
No.
A game of horseshoes.
Absolutely you don't not. Know that song. I don't find anything. I don't find any, like, I don't, like, I have other shit to be doing, you know what I mean? Like, I could be answering email. I'm not going to be throwing hacky beanbags into a hole. Like, let's go. Let's keep it moving.
I like a rousing game of ping pong.
Or an arousing?
Not arousing, a rousing.
Ping pong? I would pay so much money to watch you play ping pong.
First of all, we used to have a ping pong table in my house when I was growing up. And I was very good at ping pong. Now I probably can't play to save my life. But we do have a ping pong table in my basement.
Of course you do.
We're probably going to... Yeah. It's the size of my house.
Where?
Underneath the house. What do you mean?
Bitch, how do I get there? Bitch, I know where it is! How do I get there from in your house?
You're in the kitchen. There's a door. You've passed it 1,000 times.
I've never been there. Is it, like, done up? Is
there,
like,
no. It's not. It's literally, like, a junk room. It's everything that we're like, what should we do with this?
It's a joke room. It has a ping pong table.
No, the ping pong table is like, you can't really play. There used to be a pool table down there when we first moved in, and then now that's gone. And then now we have the ping pong table down there, but nobody really goes down there because it's really just storage.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if I keep telling Paul that I want to finish the basement. Because his whole office could be down there, and it could be, like, a whole other space.
Right, and you could, like, knock that wall down.
Put the dogs down there, for God's sakes.
Or put the dogs in Paul's office now.
Yeah.
You guys ever see Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, when, like, he goes like this, and, like, the birds fly out? I knock on Corinne's door before, and, like, it's like, rrr, rrr, rrr. I was like, oh, Christ, here we go. 5 dogs they have. I counted. I'm like, how many dogs are...
Off.
I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dogs.
5.
A cat, right?
1 cat. I've had her longest.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
How much money do you spend on dog food a month?
I don't know. I don't buy it. Paul buys it.
But, like, walking, does Paul, like, walk with, like, 9 leashes and, like, just goes out?
No. So, Zeppelin and Maverick don't need leashes when they walk with him. They're fully trained dogs. So, he can walk and they heal the entire time. Even if they see another dog, they won't even turn their heads.
See, that's crazy. But what if they do?
What if they do what?
Like, start running.
They won't. They don't.
Because I see.
And they have things.
And I'm like, oh my God. Oh, they have zappy thingies?
They have, we don't really use it because they don't need it. But, like, God forbid something happened. Like, if a dog, like, if they did get distracted, but they don't. Yeah. Like, Paul goes on, like, 8-mile runs with both of them. And neither. Well, actually, Maverick right now has something
wrong
with
him. 8-mile runs. Let's talk about that. Let's unpack that. That sounds awful.
It does sound awful. Yeah, Paul's a runner and a walker. He walks, like, a ridiculous amount of. That's why he's 5 pounds.
That's why he's the size of my Argola.
Yeah. Because Paul lost 100-something pounds. Mm-hmm. And he looks fabulous. He's kept it off. He looks great. He eats what he eats. Like, he eats, like, a lot. He literally goes through 7 pounds of strawberries a week.
Big strawberry guy?
He goes like this to me yesterday. He goes, you know, he's like, you can eat anything in moderation. I go, like, your strawberries? Is 7 pounds of strawberries a week moderation?
Yeah. I really like strawberries, too.
Strawberries are... I don't... the strawberries he get, they're fine. I'm not particularly fond of the Costco strawberries. I think they're not sweet.
Costco strawberries.
But we now, wait, even
did
me.
Did I tell you about my Costco experience?
Have you never been to Costco? Okay.
So I'm like, oh god, let me go to Costco because I want to get like bulk, whatever.
And but
so,
wait,
I've never been with Scarlett before, so I oh Scarlett, okay, I put her in the thing. Immediately regret it. I roll up to there. It's like an afternoon, like a Tuesday afternoon. I roll up there. I'm like, this is awful. Like, why am I doing this?
Right.
I'm parking far away. I get the industrial size freaking car and I put her ass in there.
Oh, thank you. Delivery.
Thank you, God. you look cute.
This is for Cassie.
Thank you. How much do I owe you? Cute dress. Where'd you get that dress?
Shein.
Fast fashion.
Mm-hmm. Best Fresh. Fashion.
I'm just kidding.
It's cute, though. I like it.
Can you come at 12 tomorrow, or do you want to come 12:30?
No, I can come at 12. Okay. I don't have school, so.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Sid's babysitting Scar tomorrow. Aunt Cindy. That's what Scar
Cindy. That's hysterical.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll Venmo you.
Have fun.
So...
your Costco excursion.
We roll into Costco and I'm like, this is terrible.
Wait,
like,
so okay, so you, Rob, and Scarlett.
No, just me and Scarlett.
Oh, just you and Scarlett. Okay.
Homeboy was working and I'm like, you know what? Whatever, let me just do this.
Like
we were having
homeboy.
A Memorial Day weekend party, so I'm like, let me get some shit in bulk. I get very overstimulated very easily. I don't like waiting on long lines. Being a very introverted person.
Wait, did you see my face? Yes. I was like, they go fast, though.
Being a very introverted person, I am not, like, I don't like that stuff. Like, I do everything online. I shop online. I order online. Whatever. I'll go to Target, but I'll go at, like, 8 in the morning when it first opens up. It's just me and Scarlett in the store, like, living our best lives. But once people show up, like, fuck off. Because I just
right.
have no patience.
Yeah.
Know? So we go in there, and I'm walking, and it's a lot. And she's like, wow, I love Costco. I'm like, great. I'm like, okay.
Kids usually do, and I
down
think that's
the
weird.
Down the aisle, there is the... wines are down.
Like, yeah. Which Costco? Did you do the Farmingdale one?
The Melville one. Yeah, I was like, absolutely.
Oh, the Melville. Okay, yeah.
So we're going down an aisle. She wanted water balloons. I put water balloons in my cart. Perfect. I go down the aisle and I see these like fruit bars that she wanted, but they were wrapped in plastic on a thing. I'm like, how the fuck do I get these down?
They were wrapped in plastic?
Yeah, they were like shrink wrapped on.
Oh, they were probably on an end cap somewhere.
Okay. Well, I didn't
know. In
that.
The snack area.
Okay, cool.
Did you break the shrink wrap?
I tried to, and then people were looking at me, so I'm like, okay, maybe I shouldn't do this. So then I was just like, you know what, Scar? I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore. I pick her up, I leave my shit in the cart, my water balloons, and like, I don't know, like ketchup.
Wow.
And I'm like, we're getting the fuck out of here, and we left. And then I called my husband in the car. I was like, never, I'm never doing that again.
You're crazy. Like,
what are you talking about? Like, never again.
Yeah.
So I did a Costco order, and it was delivered to my house.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a little more expensive. I don't want to gatekeep this. I mean, I should gatekeep it, though. If you go to Costco when all the parents are picking up their kids from school, there's, like, nobody in there. It's, like,
so
the best time to go.
Yeah.
So, like, between, like, 2 and, like, 4.
I don't know. All I know is that it, like, really triggered anxiety, and I was in a bad mood for yesterday. I took it out on Rob.
Yeah. I don't like to go there when it's super, super busy. Paul goes to Costco, like, 3-4 times a week.
For strawberries.
For everything. Like, he's just, we're like huge Costco family. Like, we love everything. Like, everyone's like, oh, where'd you get that rug? I'm like, Costco. Where'd you get that furniture? Costco.
Yeah.
Like, that patio set down there. Well, you got yours from Costco, too.
I got mine from Costco,
yeah.
Too.
The patio set. You're getting a new one?
Story with that.
Oh, yes. You had a thing.
Rob had to forfeit his Costco membership. So it's under mine. Because, so this is what happened. We ordered.
I remember you had an issue.
Everyone was redoing their backyard for COVID.
Yeah, because that's like, what you were doing at the same time
anywhere.
As us, remember?
We're going to die. Like,
yeah.
Might as well just, like, fuck around and hang out in the yard.
Yeah.
So we got papers done. We bought this cute, like, set from Costco.
Mm-hmm.
And it was being delivered. Rob puts it on the Amex card.
I remember because I loved
a week
your
goes
set.
By, 2 weeks go by, 3 weeks go by. Rob loves disputing credit cards. If there's nothing that man loves more... Rob loves a good financial issue problem.
Really?
Oh, he loves it.
Wow.
He loves it. I said to him one time, for something separate, I'm like, I'm disputing my car. He's like, that's my girl. He was like, so proud of me. And I was like, you know what I mean? So we disputed that.
Okay.
Ended up getting the money back.
Okay.
A week later, it was delivered. He would never charge for it. And he never said anything. Like, that's really bad karma. He's like, no, it's not. He's like, it's their fault. I'm like, Rob, but it's COVID. Things are all effed up. Like,
So why did he have to forfeit his membership?
Because we weren't allowed to buy anything from there anymore under Robert Wilkinson. He was like nervous or whatever. So then I opened it up under myself, under me, Cassidy.
You guys are crazy.
Yeah. So we got that all for free.
Wow. That's insane.
I know.
I don't have any good stories like that.
You suck. Why are summer vacations more exhausting than relaxing?
Because you don't,
especially when you have kids.
100%. Even the girls are older and it's like exhausting to go on vacation. Everyone wants to do something. You have to plan out. I'm not a planner. Like if I go on vacation, we went to Ocean City. We're trying to go this year, but that's obviously not happening. And I don't even know if I want to discuss it because I'm very sad about it.
Why? Where do you stay?
Because everyone's taking vacations at the shop. Because they all have vacations and want to go away. But if I take a vacation, it's me, Gianna, and Sydney coming out of the shop. So I can't close my shop.
No.
So I, like, my only option is to not go on vacation. And we really wanted to go someplace because this is last Sydney's, she's leaving in September mm-hmm. or the end of August. So we really wanted to go to Ocean City. That's, like, we've been going.
That's
the
thing.
Yeah. And the kids, they love Ocean City. Like, they just love it. And we go, like, the end of the summer, and it's, like, a little bit... a lot of people that go to Ocean City go earlier because their kids are starting school in August. Like, mm-hmm. the end of August. Because, you know, like, Florida, all those, like, mm-hmm. southern school, southern states, they start earlier than us. So we go later, and then, like, there's nobody there.
Where do you stay?
We usually stay at, like, the Hilton. We used to stay at the Holiday Inn, but we don't stay there anymore because Paul doesn't like the hotel.
Well, I went to 12 bachelor parties in Ocean City, Maryland. We went to Secrets.
I can't remember. Is that like a strip club?
No, bitch.
What's Secrets?
Secrets is that bar.
Oh.
Different stories.
Isn't it like on the water?
You gotta get a table in the water.
Yeah. But where, I don't know, is it, it's on the strip, obviously.
It's on the strip. The tables in the water are absolutely filthy, disgusting. Talking about disgusting water. People like vomiting it, pissing it, shitting it.
Yeah, no. Dirty things. I have, that's gross.
You need it, but you need a table in the water. And you got so drunk that you didn't care. Me, being the anti-water, anti-pool person that I needed.
Yeah, you needed to be drunk.
A little whiskey never hurt anybody. My friend Jess... I'll never forget this. My friend Jess stepped in something and the water sharp and was bleeding. And I remember this big man just carried her out. And we all had to go back to the hotel.
Oh my
God.
We
stayed at the Princess Motel in Ocean City, Maryland.
I don't know if I know that one. Oh God. So that's another thing too. Like, I'm very specific about the hotels. I don't need to be in a suite. Like, that's not what I'm trying to say. But I will definitely get the ick if I walk into, and if anything's wrong. The last hotel, that's why I stopped staying at the Holiday Inn down there. It's the hallway smelt like piss.
Airbnb.
By the time we are like, yeah. What dates we can go, they're all taken.
Uh-huh.
And then we're screwed. Yeah. And honestly, Paul said the same thing. He's like, is that really a vacation? We have to cook for ourselves. We have to clean up after ourselves.
You know,
he's like, that's... Well, I mean, you could still eat out, but...
Mm-hmm.
So we found... there's a Hilton. I can't think of what the hell the name of it is now. Like, the actual one, because it's like two or three on the strip. We found a Hilton down there. It's absolutely beautiful. It's directly on the beach. Like, it's steps. I don't care, because I don't sit on the beach. They have this huge...
You don't sit on the beach?
Not because I'm so... It's hot. I'm so fair. I burn.
Mm.
So, like, it's just whatever. Like, I would rather... I'll sit outside. They have this huge porch, like the length of the hotel,
mm-hmm.
with like 1,000 sets out.
Perfect.
And all like rocking chairs and stuff. So I literally go down there with my laptop. I mm-hmm. sit on the porch. The kids go to the beach, and that's where I stay.
Nope, not this year, bitch.
I'm sad.
I'll take over.
Well, thank you. Will you come work a couple days?
I'll work the week.
We can only go during the week, so.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, I can't believe it. Like, I'm just like, I don't know when we're going to do this. And I really want to go for, you know, Gianna's going to be 20 this year. Sydney's turning 18. Like, you know, and we're already having graduation party for Sid. So we don't want to have like another party. Like, we had a grad.
Oh, the one I can't make.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Sorry, Charlie. But yeah, so that's, I was talking about the hotel X. But yeah, like, it doesn't need to be like a suite, but it needs to be. It can't smell like piss. It can't be gross. Like, yeah. I'm sleeping in this bed with my head on there.
Everything smells like piss in the summertime. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, why? Because it's hot. And it's Long Island. And it's, maybe it's like fishy that we smell.
This is controversial, but summertime sucks.
It's not the best one. It's definitely not the best one.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about like... your cringies and like what you think is like cringe and cool.
What? Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Do you have any for me?
I do.
Okay, go.
Okay. Hold on, I got my glasses on. Okay. Micro mini shorts. with your butt cheeks out.
Trish.
Really? I hate it too.
You're saying really, like you walk around like that.
No, I don't. And I hate it. And I don't like when the girls do it either. I'm not a fan.
Isn't that uncomfortable? Like, I could see your labia.
I just, it's not like a thing. I just don't think it's, I just don't like it. Like, it's not like a cheap or anything like that. I just think it looks tacky. Like, I'm like, why are your butt cheeks hanging out? Like, if you're in a bikini, fine. But, like, you're walking around the mall or, like, you're going to a party. Why, if you bend over, can I see your butt?
A diner with your parents? Put your fucking ass away.
I don't want to say.
No, say it.
I don't want to say.
Fucking say it.
I was at a funeral one time. I swear to God. And this girl had, it wasn't anyone that, like, anyone knows. Like, it was just, like, a random, like, a friend of a friend.
Oh, okay.
No, like, we had to go to, like, pay respects. And I was like, that girl's skirt is so short. Like, literally, I don't even know how to explain it. This was her skirt, and, like, this was her butt.
Whoa.
But why are your parents not being like, that's not a...
Sundays when these girls are walking, I'm like, what's going on here?
I don't know, but, like, why isn't anyone saying... Okay, so Paul, when Sid comes down with a skirt or shorts that are too short, Paul is like, I can see your butt.
Go up.
Unacceptable.
Yeah.
Go change. He's very weird with that. He's like, I don't want to see that.
Nope. Scarlett ran outside the door. Yeah. Scarlett ran out of the house yesterday. To see Rob, and she had no shirt on just because, like, something spilt on it.
He must have had a heart attack. Because she's getting older now.
Rob does not like...
Yeah, Paul doesn't like that stuff either.
And Rob doesn't like when people post photos of their kids with, like, no shirts on. Boys or girls, like, no shirts on or in the bathtub. Rob's like, that will never be you.
I'm going to give you all, like, a huge warning right now. When I was a photographer, and maybe other photographers will agree with me or not agree with me, but this has to do with kids. Never make your kid your profile picture.
Really?
Yeah, because pedophiles, there's groups on Facebook, because when I was a photographer, I used to be, like, in all these different, like, groups and stuff. There's groups on Facebook, like, men that make pages of, like, pretty little girls, and they take your photos from your Facebook, and they put them into these Facebook pages, and they look at them. I cannot tell you how many of them got shut down. Never make your kids your profile picture, especially, well, if you have a private account. If you have an open account, that's a different story. Right. But, like, never make your kids. I don't notice it as much now that I'm not a photographer, but I remember on Facebook, that's, like, a huge thing. They'll take your Facebook profile picture.
Did you see the new documentary out about the Giggle Beach Killer produced by 50 Cent?
I did not see it.
Okay, there was one that just came out on Netflix, I want to say, about the Giggle Beach Killer.
Okay.
It was really good, but then 50 Cent fucking came out with one. And they actually go in the house and they speak to the wife and they speak to this daughter.
Really?
And they speak to the stepson.
What's his connection to the Gilgo Beach Killer?
He produced it. He's a producer. It's like produced by 50... Curtis, 50 Cent Jackson.
I didn't realize he was a producer.
No, me neither. I'm like, good for him though. Because we're on the episode. Like, it is. And it, this.
I only thing, have the song in my head
Googled,
now.
The shit that this man Googled.
Oh my God. See, that's what I'm saying.
No, it's true. People are disgusting.
Like, stop. Just stop. Like, your kids don't have to be. If you're on Facebook, your kids don't have to be.
No, I get
your
it.
Picture.
No, I get
like, it. Is your kid your picture?
No, it's just me and Rob.
I didn't think so. No. I was like, I don't really go on Facebook anymore, though.
But some people are like, oh, I don't post my kid. And I'm like, oh, it's so hard for me not to because that's like my life. It's like, I'm up every. Like, that's. I'm a mom. I'm a
but I feel
mom.
Like also, too, I'm. You're. I want to say you're not like a full on public figure, but you kind of are.
No.
A little bit.
No, bitch, I'm not.
A little bit.
Keep telling. give me more cooler cringe.
Okay. Matching sets in neon colors.
No, I don't look good at matching sets. I kind of look like...
I don't like neon, so...
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do it. That's like Scarlett, like adorable in a neon matching set.
Okay. Yeah, she probably would look cute so in neon. Cute. Yeah. But I feel like that's for, like, little kids.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Faux freckles.
Which is all the rage these days.
So yeah.
I need faux freckles because I have freckles. But when did that become cool? Because when I was younger, if you had freckles, you got made fun of.
I have...
So it's so funny how shit comes full circle.
That is actually kind of interesting.
It's interesting, isn't it?
I've watched, like, those makeup tutorial things, like, on TikTok. And I watched the girls, like, put the freckles on their face. And I have it because it came in my I don't have it on. No. But I have a little bottle of it. It came in like one of my like FabFitFun boxes. Yeah, and I was like, oh, this is cool. I don't know. So that you put them on your face, right? Mm-hmm. But then you're supposed to like blot them in so they look natural. I always am like dying laughing when I see the girls just put it on and then they leave the brown. They don't pat them in. And I'm like,
it's really, shit's getting wild out there.
How did you know? Like, what did you, like, don't you see? Because they don't, it just looks like you drew on your face then. Like, it's so crazy.
But it's so funny how
I don't hate them, but.
No, they're so cute. But it's so funny how that's coming back.
Yeah. So I get my freckles in the summer.
Yeah, I get
freckles. And they come in like this.
I get so many freckles.
And they're super cute. They're adorable. Yeah. And, but then by the end of the summer, if I'm not going outside, they start to fade. So sometimes I'll go bloop, 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 bloop. Just to at the end of the summer and I pat them in. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but I didn't do it this year at all.
We should do that for the next podcast.
You want me to put them on?
Yeah.
Okay.
On me.
Oh, you want me to put them, do you really though?
I do have freckles.
Well, they're not, you probably haven't been outside as much though. You look a little tan though.
I'm tan as shit.
Yeah.
I'm outside all the time.
I wish my freckles would come out more. But it's winter. You can see them on my shoulders.
Oh, yeah. I have them all over.
Yeah. I love a good freckle.
What else do you have for me?
Okay. Nail charms and 3D art. I'm obsessed with the nails. I'm obsessed with the nails right now. I'm obsessed with them. I want fun designs. I don't know about the 3D designs. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need, like, a whole... Like, did you ever see the ones that, like, they do the extension and it's, like, a little hand?
It's actually...
like, fuck you.
I think it's insane. I go in there and I'm like,
and you just want a color.
Shorter.
I know you want the shorter. You want to bleed.
No. And I'm like, I want to see blood come from
the
nails.
I know. No, see, I want like a cute design. No. Like, I want a good design. I want to be like, oh my God, look how cute my nails are.
Yeah, but like, no, because that shit doesn't match everything. That's how I feel my best. Like, your nails look like porcelain dishes right now. And like that matches mine are my little nubs.
I'm trying to like focus in here. There we go.
I have little nubs today. And I always.
Wait, can everyone see?
Fiji and no nails.
I went yesterday, as I said, and got a pedicure. And that was my first one of the season. So I do give my, I don't like that, especially if you get gel, the UV gel, it makes your nails like so soft and I can't. So I take a break, but this year I just started later. Usually I start in like May-ish.
I get UV gel all the time.
It makes your nails so soft. I can't stand it.
That's they break and that's why so, I bite them down and I'm like just cut
Well,
them.
Now I just get on my toes, I just get regular polish and then, but I give them a break through the winter. I just put, like, clear, some conditioner on them, and that's
Maddie
it.
Petty always.
My apologies, Quinny.
What do you mean you put conditioner on them?
It's like a nail conditioner. It's, like, make them, like...
You condition your toes?
No, not like... Okay. It's not like... It's like a nail polish, fool. It's not like conditioner, like shampoo and conditioner.
I was about to say, I'm like, I see you in the shower, like, rubbing conditioner into your... I'm like,
yeah, no. Stop it. It's like a nail polish. Silly. Outdoor... Wait a minute. Being that you're a planner...
Yep.
Day of, my apologies.
No, partial, bitch.
Partial, okay, sorry. Outdoor silent discos. Do you know what this is?
Yeah, I know what that is. I think they're stupid.
It's so weird.
It's weird. They do
I keep seeing it on TikTok.
For the kids.
So you get like a, you get headphones, if anyone doesn't know, and then the music plays in your ear. The TikTok videos of this are so hysterical because there's no music playing in the video, and all you see is the people dancing. It's just silence.
I don't know, I'm not into it.
It's weird.
It is weird. It's because of noise ordinances, I guess. They used to do that at Freeport, the Nautical Mile, like at Rocco's.
Really?
After 10 o'clock, because it's like residential.
Everyone got headphones?
Everyone got headphones, and then it would just play music. It's like, am I like tripping right now? Like, what's
going
on?
What does that sound like? Well, I mean, I've heard it on TikTok, but it's like.
It's whatever the song they're playing. It's like synced up, and I'm just like vibe it. Like I can't.
No, but I mean like this outside. Like if someone just walked up and they didn't have headphones on, they would just hear people like.
They would just.
Snaps.
Dear, clapping, please.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what would it? That's so funny though. I just think it's so weird though. I think it's so weird. Okay, solo beach pool days. Would you go to the beach by yourself?
I 100% would go to the beach by myself.
Really?
Yeah, now that I have a kid, I'm like, yep, fuck off.
I'll go to the pool by myself.
What?
I'm not going to the beach.
Yeah, just one little chair. Don't even bring a towel because I wouldn't go in the water. Just go there and just sit.
And just sit.
And get the sun. Absolutely.
So I'll go to, like, down by the water and sit in my truck. Yeah. My new thing is to back in and open up the back.
And
yeah, but that's not the same as the ocean or the bay, because that's where I am. So to go to the water, open the back of my truck, and then I put my seats down and I can just lay in the back of my truck.
Oh.
Yeah, and just like watch. I can like be on my phone. I can like do work. I can be on my laptop. And who's going to say anything to me? Wait, the only thing sometimes I'm like, what if a bird flies in?
I was about to say, what if like a person, like, hello?
Well, there's bunches of people there. It's like everyone's parked.
Is it down where your yacht used to be?
No, I don't go to that one. Because we didn't really go on it. And my husband, I was working a lot.
Podcast on the yacht.
I know. Could you imagine? Yeah. We sold it. Yeah. We got rid of it. We had to. He was like, we're going out on this thing 2 times a year. It's not even worth it. It was a gorgeous boat.
Yeah.
Like, oh, absolutely gorgeous.
Remember that? I used to face my fear and go on it. Yeah. And off it.
Yeah. Remember that time when my brother-in-law almost dropped me in the water?
Yep.
That was fun.
I remember that time when Sarah made dog hair pasta salad that you all let me eat and you didn't tell me that.
First of all, once again, didn't know. You can blame Sam for that, not me.
Sam watched me eat it and then she looks at me and she goes, did you see what was in that? I'm like, what, bitch? I just ate a fucking pit bull. Thank you. I know what the fuck that was. Anyway.
Disgusting. Sorry, Sarah. Photo dumps.
What do you mean?
Like on Instagram and stuff with blurry. You know I'm a selfie girl.
Do you remember? No, I love that.
I love my selfies. I love me a good selfie. That's how I make myself feel good.
No, I know. Yes. Yeah. I know. You look fabulous when you do it.
But when they're blurry.
No. Well, okay. Back in the day when I was younger.
Oh, God.
Because we're 10 years apart, me and you. So, like, when my age group used to go out. That makes it sound so much wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, my generation, we used to go out. We used to bring, like, digital cameras with us.
Uh-huh.
Take photos and then upload them the day after.
Oh, yeah.
On MySpace or Facebook.
MySpace.
And, like, title something. Like, Mulcahy's Out of the Weeds. 10/19.
Wait. Did I tell you I got into my MySpace page? Everything's gone though. So if you know your login, you can still get in. I forgot. Remember when we talked about this a couple podcasts ago?
How do you know I had an AOL account. I don't have AOL. Yes. Anymore.
So, okay. Oh, so this is what I had to do. If anyone wants to get into their MySpace account, by the way, it is blank. So you have to go to your MySpace. I did forgot password. I remembered the email that I had. I hit like forgot. I had to do a series of things. I had to like get into my AOL. I had to get into my Yahoo. I had to get back into my Gmail. It took me a good probably 10 minutes. Sorry, I have an itchy nose.
And nothing was
it took me a 10...
The last time you had a fucking itchy nose.
Stop it.
Don't pick up that phone.
I'm not answering the phone for anybody. I just want something good to happen. Can't my palm be itchy and I get a lot of money or something?
What should we do? We have to
I'm going to have to get an OnlyFans page.
You make money.
I would 100% make money. 100%. I feel like I could pull it off. Do you think you could pull it off?
No.
Why? You're hot.
No. You could, though.
I feel like it's because you're a Virgo.
What the fuck does that even mean? Oh, my God. You and your fucking astrology. It's because you're a Virgo. Shut up. You and the sun. Because
Aquariuses are full of themselves. Virgo is just like a down to earth, I feel like.
I'm a little bit full of myself. This is the most delicious lemon water I've ever had in my life.
Well, you're welcome.
I don't know if
it's maybe like, if I drink like, it on the OnlyFans page.
I don't know if it's like cutting my coffee. I don't know, but it's delicious.
Well, you're welcome. I'm a huge fan of lemon water. I drink it. Try to drink it every day.
All right, wait, bitch. So you got onto your MySpace account, but there's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
Dumb. Yeah. So then what's the point of that? Lame.
Well.
Awful story.
Yeah, but we were talking about how to get in. And you were like, well, I want to get in. So I was like, you can get it. But check yours. You might be. There might be shit on yours. And it's so different.
How do I get on it? MySpace.com?
Yeah, you go to MySpace.com.
Allow? Sign in.
All right, while you do that, I'm going to go sign up for OnlyFans.
Holy shit. Hold on. It won't even, press sign in. I mean, give it a shot. See what happens, Corinne.
I'm not getting an OnlyFans page.
Would you show stuff?
Well, I mean, you could do, a faceless account. So funny. But I feel like I would never be able to do it because everyone would know my tattoo.
Yeah, your tit tat.
Yeah.
100%.
And everyone would be like, that's the girl that owns the bridal shop.
What was my thing?
Whatever. So I guess I'm just bound to be a normal person. Just an everyday.
Let's make Gia do it or something.
Bloke.
Make Gia do it.
I mean, I could cover it up.
Gia would do it if we.
What would you have to do on OnlyFans? Paul says that I could do it if I get like $1,000 a boob. He goes, charge $1,000 a boob. There's like a market for plus size girls. That's why I'm like,
because all the men love it.
And I could just market myself as like a MILF.
You're a liar. That's why.
You could market yourself as a MILF too now.
Mm. Sometimes I forget I'm a mom. I'll be driving to car, I'll be like, can I have pirate booty? I'm like, what the fuck? Is that my kid in the back? Yeah, here it is. Like, I'm like, whoa.
Shit, where did you get here?
Or like, I'll be at my mom's house, I'll be in like a bad mood, and I'll be like, man, in a bad mood. And then it's like, mommy, can you help? I'm like, oh.
You're like, right, I forgot I got a kid.
Dude, why is it freezing?
I can't believe you're cold. I'm like, well, Grant. I'm not warm, but I'm not cold right now. I'm comfortable. My feet are cold.
Alright, thick and tired?
Yeah, thick and tired. What's your thick and tired this week, bitch?
Well, my tired is clearly that it's 55 degrees on June whatever, and it's not like I want it to be hot as shit, but like...
It's really sad.
If it's June, like, be June.
I know. Like, just be June.
Just be,
but
like,
can I just say something?
Like, I cannot wait until fall.
I know. We're gonna... But... I feel like June should be like high 70s, low 80s. And next week when this airs, it's going to be like 94 degrees right. that so day. So we're going from one extreme week? To the next.
Yeah. Like, I don't need that. That's how we get colds. My thick Facts. Is I have two weddings this week, Thursday and Saturday. And then after that, I'm going on vacation.
When are you leaving?
Rob. I'm leaving on the 28th.
Oh, that's right.
And we're going to this little place called Pine Lake Manor with my cousins.
Where's that?
My uncle. It's in Greenville.
What's Greenville?
Greenville, upstate New York. It's like Woodlawn Pines, but smaller. And the families that are going have been gone for 20 years. And I used to go all the time. But then, like, you know, I got a big girl job. And I'm like, I can't take off.
Yeah. So this year you're going.
It's really all for Scarlett. Because Scarlett's going to have, like, the best time of her life.
Mm.
And I even said to Rob, I'm like, just keep in mind, because he's never been there, that this is literally just for kids. And it's going to be exhausting. And, but it's going to be, like, the best to seeing her, like, so happy. And, like, running through the field. With not a care in the world. Don't even have to, like, care because everyone, like, watches out for each other. You know
Yeah. Well, that sounds nice.
So that's my thick and tired.
Must be nice to go on vacation. My tired is that I don't get to fucking take vacations. Mm-hmm. And I'm jealous. Because I really want to go away. And my thick is that Sydney's graduating and her prom is next week. So that's exciting. And we're planning her little party.
Are you having a party here?
Yeah.
You have, like, balloons and stuff?
Yeah, I'll get stuff. I'll get, like, balloons and everything. But we did last year for junior prom. So funny. I did, like, a charcuterie of, like, things that, like, kids like. Like, I did, like, popcorn.
I remember that.
We did, like, candy. So it was
amazing.
It was so cute. And then we did, like, little, like, ham and cheese sandwiches for them.
Yeah.
And then I did, if anyone wants to steal this idea, feel free. I did, you know how, like, they have, like, the jugs of, like, those dispenser things that you put, like, usually water or, like, soda or something.
Yes.
So I filled it up with Shirley Temple.
So cute.
And then I did, like, all the glasses and put, like, cherries in all the glasses. Cute. And then the kids. And the kids, Sydney was like, oh, the one girl was like, oh, my God, is she going to have Shirley Temples again? Because they, like, loved it.
So now you have to do it.
Of course, yeah. So, and, like, I guess everyone's families are going to come. So we'll set it up back here. The girls will take pictures in the backyard. And, yeah, so we're excited.
You're a good mom.
Thanks. I try to make it, you know, like, as special as possible.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm gonna do the same thing with Scarlett.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Of
the
course.
Helicopter's gonna come down and pick her up and bring her to prom.
That we know for a fact.
100%.
So anyway, that's it. All she wrote today. It was a good day. It sucks the weather,
It sucks. It's very quiet. Gianna's upstairs with a cold. Gia's gone.
Yeah. Quiet. Sometimes it's good like that.
Yep.
But we love you all.
Next week I'm gonna bring Scar.
It's gonna be 94 degrees.
Might
so
as well.
Yeah, we're gonna do a podcast and jump in the pool.
Buckle up.
It's gonna be one hell of a ride.
Until next time,
see you next Tuesday.